Okay, we just mentioned yesterday that the big steer in the Rambam, Paskins, like the Sugya before, like of Yochanan, that the fact that he knew about the original chait that he did before he brought his korban, and before he was mafresh a korban even, and so it is not mechalik. And here he paskins that like a bayin rava, I mean before, and here he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that yedios are mechalik. Just knowing about it makes a chilek. Not like Rashi says. So they say basically two answers, and many answers. The Kiryas Sefer, which is a Sefer, says that Isurei Shabbos are different than other Isurim. By other Isurim, Taka, what's it called, the Yedios or Mechalkos, but by Isurei Shabbos they're not. Why that is, that's not for now. But that's okay. One answer they say, the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam is talking in a case where you actually bought a korban before you knew about the other thing. When you actually bought the korban is mechaper before, but when you didn't bring a korban yet, and then you had yedias that separated between them after the fact, then what's it called, the yedias or mechalit. So those are the two answers. I'm not going to go into more detail than that. Okay, let's go up. Let's go on. Omar Ula. So we're up to? Yeah. Omar Ula. Lamanda Omar, Oshem Vadai, Lo Boy Yediya Betchila, Boal Chomish Be'ilos, B'Shifa Charufa, Eino Chayva La'achas. Okay, but Ula said is the following. An Oshem Vadai is every Oshem except for an Oshem Tolle. Ashim Tali, if you did an Avera, that if you knew you did the Avera, you'd bring a Chatos, but you're not sure if you did the Avera or not. The Gemara discusses different possibilities of how that is. It has to be Ikva Isura or not Ikva Isura. But the simplest way is you had two pieces of something, and one was Chalev, and one was, what's it called, was regular fat, Mutter, and you ate one of them, you're not sure which one you ate. There's no way of finding out at this point. So then what's it called? You have to bring an Oshem Tolle. Because maybe you ate Chalev, right? Maybe you didn't. So that is what's it called an Oshem Tolle for an Aveira that you're not sure if you did or you didn't do. That's Ba'a Sofik. An Oshem Vadai are many different kinds of Ashamas. One of them is an Oshem Shifcha Harufa, where you had relations with a woman who was a Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Baschorin. Okay, she was a Goya, who was owned by two people as a shivcha, kananis, and so asked her to live with her. And then one of the bailim freed her, so she's now half a shivcha, half a, what's it called, baschorin, and what's it called, and she was, what's it called, engaged to an Eved Ivri, and who could marry a shivcha, Kenanis, and now the Shaila is what's it called, and you live with her. So the halacha is it's not like living with a married woman completely. You have to bring an Oshem Vadai, and what's it called, Bishogeg, and if you did it B'mezid, you get Malkus. Okay. So the halacha is like this. So the Shaila by Oshem Vadai, if you need Yediyah Betchila means like this, that Yediya Betchila means that before you bring the Asham, you had to know you did an Aveira. You couldn't just stam bring an Asham, right, on the Sofik, maybe you did an Aveira, right? You had to know for sure you did the Aveira, otherwise the Asham doesn't help. It only helps after you know you did the Aveira. Okay. So according to the opinion it says, an Asham Vadai does not need a Yediya. In other words, you can bring the Asham before you know for sure you did the Aveira. Okay? So if you were boel, chamesh be'ilos, b'shifcha charufa, the same woman, and you were boel her five times, so you're only chayiv one asham, not more than that. Okay, we'll see what Rashi explains it very well, so let's see the Rashi. Asham vadai, lo boy yediyah, plugsud rabbi Reinu Tarfin v'rabbi Akiva. So Rashi says, this is the machlokas from Tarfin and Rabbi Akiva, he b'krisis, v'teret tam shchita. Rabbi Akiva mechayiv asofik me'ilos, asham toli. Rabbi Akiva says that you're chayiv on sofik me'ilos. What's it called? A case like this. You're not sure if you were moel or not. Okay, regular case of, if you were moel, so what's it called? You have to bring a chatos. You used or enjoyed kodshim in a way that's not permissible. Okay, use them for your own purposes. That's me'ila. So if you're not sure if you were moel or not, you bring an ashim talit. Upirish. In the cases like this, you had two pieces of meat in front of you. Echad shel kodesh v'shel chulin. One was a carbon meat, and one was chulin. V'ochel achas mehen v'eni yodei ezer. And you ate one of them, you don't know which one you ate. It's a regular case of ashim talit. Maybe ashim talit. Right, so he has to bring an ashim talit. U'moda Rabbi Akiva, she'eno maybe es me'ilas, so kolomer e'eno mishal in kerem v'chomesh, ad she'yivada lo v'yavi imo ashim me'ilas. However, what's it called? He doesn't pay the keren v'chomesh. Normally, if you're over on me'ila, you have to bring an asham me'ilos, right? A special asham. That's an asham vaday. It's one of the ashamos vaday. And you have to pay what you ate from the hektish, what it was worth, plus an extra fifth as a kapara. Okay. This is all if you did it b'shogeg. Okay. The kihechi do asham tali, the shara veros, the safi koris, enu mechaper kapara gemura. That's Rabbi Akiva holds. First of all, the first chiddush is that you bring an ashim talui even for something that if you were sure you did that very, you wouldn't bring a chatos. You bring a different ashim. You bring an ashim vaday. Okay. Normally, the case of ashim talui is something that if you knew you did the chait b'shogeg, you'd bring a chatos. When you're not sure if you did the chait or not, you bring an ashim talui. Here, if you knew for sure you did the chait of eating, what's it called, kodesh, you wouldn't bring a chatas. You would bring a me'ilos, asher me'ilos. Okay? You b'shogeg. If you got that this was kodesh, or you didn't realize that one of them was kodesh or whatever, and you ate it, right, then you'd have to bring an asher me'ilos. You'd also have to pay back what you ate, and you'd also have to add a fifth. Okay? If you did it now, you didn't know if you did the avera. You're not sure if you did the Aveira b'chlal, b'shogeg. You're not sure b'chlal if you did the Aveira, because you ate one of these two pieces, and only one was Kodesh. Then you bring an Ashim Talui, that's the first Chiddush. The second one is, you don't pay the money, not the principal, or the fifth, until you know for sure one way or the other. And just like by an Ashim Talui on a Chatos, if you brought the Ashim Tali, and then you found out, Taka, what you ate was Chalif. Somebody comes and says, I know which the two are, and this is the Chalif one, and you ate it, right? Or the other one that's left, I know that's the one that wasn't Chalif, and you didn't eat that one's okay. So you must have eaten the Chalif one. Now you know for sure you did the Aveira, you have to bring a Chatas. Because the Ashim Tali only helps temporarily until you find out if you did the Aveira or not. It's not Mechaper for the Aveira completely. So if you find out you did the Aveira, you have to bring a Korban Chatas. Same thing over here. If you find out that the one you ate was the Kodesh, so then you now have to pay, and you have to bring an Asher Me'ilah. Okay. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, but you can't pay before you know that you did the Aver. You could bring an Asher Tali. That's what it's supposed to be for, when you didn't know. If you didn't know you actually did the Aver, you're not sure. You may have done the Aver, you may have not, you can't pay. The payment won't help as long as it's a suffix. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Malazeh, maybe Shtei Ashamas. Why do you have to bring two Ashamas, an Ashim Tali and Ashim Vaday? But though Domi Lashim Tali to Suffix Chattis, it's not like an Ashim Tali that you bring when you're not sure if you did something that if you would know for sure you did it, you'd have to bring a Chattis. The Hashim Steiko Ayah, Vaday Nekeva. Because over there, a Ashim Tali is an Ayah, is a male ram. And if you, a Chattis comes from a female sheep. Okay, a sira, a goat, a female goat. Vani nekeva. Hilkach ki misyadele boilasu nekeva. You didn't bring the right korban. When you were not sure if you did the aveira or not by chelev, so you bring an ashim tali, which is an aisle. If you're sure you ate chelev b'shogeg, you bring a female goat. So the aisle you brought can't help for the female goat that you should have brought if you knew for sure. Aval zesh shneim min echad.
But over here, either way, it's an aisle. Right? If you're not sure if you did the Aveira, you bring an aisle. And if you're sure you did the Aveira, you'd also bring an aisle. Because here the carbon is not a chatas, it's an Ashim Vaday, Ashim Ilus. Sheze ayil v'ze ayil. So Yavi Karen v'chomesh. Then, so Reb Tarfon says, what you should do is the following. Even though you don't know for sure that you were over on Me'ilah, right, because you're not sure which one you ate, you should bring the principal and the fifth, the Yavi ayil, and one ayil, the Yomer, and say the following. Im vade ma'alti ze me'ilasi v'ze ashami. If I was over on Me'ilah, then this is my asham, asham vadai, and this is my Me'ilah, meaning this is the payment. Vim Sothik, shalo asit sveik ola hodali, and if it's only a Sothik, I'm never going to find out if I actually did it or not. Asham zei, asham toli. Then this ayil should be asham toli. The hekdish delandava, and the money I'm paying is a present to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, the chimis yadale, and if he ever finds out, lo boy lasuye asham, he won't have to bring another asham. And the money will be, what's it called, will have been the payment, because he made it on condition. So you see from Reb Tarfon that you don't have to know that you sinned to bring in Asham Vadai. Because over here, right, he didn't know that he sinned, and if you surely can't bring in Asham Vadai without knowledge first, then it doesn't help the Tanai. Then the Tanai won't help. So we see Rabbi Tarfon holds you could make this condition, that it's not a condition to bring an Asham Vadai that you have to for sure know you sin. And Rabbi Akiva argues. Tosus says that this machlokas has nothing to do with that per se. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon agree that you don't need a yediyah before. Rabbi Akiva argues for a different reason. And Tosus doesn't seem to say who is the one who says that an Asham Tali needs yediyah. Right. The Gemara says, "Leman diomer Asham Toli lo boli Asham Vade lo boi yediyah." Who is that man diomer? So the Ritva brings down as a Rabbi Yossi increases. Where according to from Rabbi Yossi sheet, it comes out that he holds you need a yediyah before. But both Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva hold that you don't need. Machlokas would be totally in who we pass him like over here, and we'll see nafkamina even to something that we do daily. That's nafkamina from this. But in any case, at this point, let's just say there's three different opinions of who the man diomer that Asham Vadai needs a yediya is. Okay, Rashi learns it's Rabbi Akiva. Tosus learns that it's not Rabbi Akiva, doesn't say who it is, and the Ritva says it's Rabbi Yossi. Okay, but both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon hold you don't need a yediya. Okay, Asham Vadai, what is an Asham Vadai? Kol Ashamos Kriyam Asham, all the Ashamos are Asham Vadai, chutz mi Asham Tal. Except for Asham Tali. Asham Tali comes where you didn't know that you sinned or not. Asham Vadai is where you did a sin, one of the sins that are chayv in Asham, and you have to bring an Asham. Shehu bo alo hoda. Asham Tali is where you didn't know if you sinned b'chlal. The hein shlosha haboin al-chait Asham, al-chait. And the other three, the Asham Vadai, is things that come for a sin that you actually did. They are Asham Ilos, an Asham that you bring when you're moel, when you eat or enjoy hektish shalokadin, Asham gzelos, right, where you stole something, swore that you didn't steal it, and then what's it called, have harata and armoda that you swore falsely and that you have it, that's an Asham gzelos, and an Asham shifra charufa, like we said, where you lived with the shifra charufa, and this woman who's half free and half a shifcha, and she's engaged to a married, really, Arison, to a Nevet Ivri, right? So there also you have to bring an Asham shifcha charufa. Those are the three Ashamos.
So,
no, it's not a korban chatas. It's a different korban. It's a korban Asham.
For these three
sins, you bring an Asham, not a chatas. Chatas you only bring for something that if it was mazid, it would be kares and lav, right? These things are not kares. Right, they're not the chayv achatos, and here what's it called? Your chayv even b'mezit, not just b'shogeg. Okay, boal hey bilos b'shifcha charufa b'shogeg. Okay, if you were boel a shifcha charufa b'shogeg 5 times, the nodalo ben kolachas v'achas, and you knew in between each time that she was a shifcha charufa, and then you forgot it. You knew she was a shifcha charufa, and you live with her. Then you forgot that she's a shifcha charufa. You live with her again. Then you, what's it called, knew it again. And then you forgot. And you live with her again. So, eino chayiv ala achas. You're only chayiv one osham. Osham shifcha charufa. Lohachi nokat shifcha charufa, mishim de mevi korban echad ala veirus harbe. The reason it said shifcha charufa is because shifcha charufa is special that the Torah specifically said that you bring one korban on many averes. We'll see in 1 second when that is. Kinesnam b'krisis. Hey, mevi'in korban echad averes harbi. There are five situations where you can bring one korban for many averes. Right? And unlike shogeg, where it's clear that if you did separate averes, not behelem echad, you have separate chatos. But here it's a different story. Habo shivcha be'ez bios harbi. One of them is where you live with a shivcha harufa, many bios, you still only bring one korban. The chitz nan masnisen, the nifter b'korban echad, honey nila b'mesid. That's talking where it's mesid. Because the shivcha harufa, you bring a korban even b'mesid. You also get malchus. B'shogeg, you don't get malchus, but you bring the korban. Okay? Shehu minam b'viyim ala mesid. This is one of the cases where you bring a korban even for mesid. Not just for shogeg. Kishogeg. You see, b'kores kiye, u'malchus b'shogeg leka. There it says b'kores. B'kores means malchus. And you never get malchus b'shogeg. So since you're getting malchus, it must be mezid, and still the Torah said you have to bring an asham. So here's one of the cases where you bring an asham, even the mezid. The gabi mezid, rabbi kra, the nifter b'korban echad al bi'as harbi. By mezid, there's no idea of forgetting. You knew what you were doing 100%. Each time was b'mezid. Right? So there's no shogeg over here. So you knew this was a shifra harufa. You knew you were doing something asr, and you, what's it called? You live with her 10 times. You're only chayiv one carbon, and you get malchus also. Kediyolifas, like the Gemara learns over there, how we know that. The koshkein albiyo shogeg harbe behelem echad. Surely, if you forgot she was a shifcha harufa, right, and you live with her 10 times in one forgetting, then that's surely no different than any other shogeg. There's only one avera here, the one forgetting. So you're chayiv, what's it called, only one. Avo shogeg v'noda lo bein biya labiyah, but where you were shogeg and you found out between each biya. So it's not one forgetting. It's five different forgettings. Right? Leman deboy yediya b'tchila b'asham v'adai. The one who holds that in order to bring in asham v'adai, you have to know first that you sinned. Clearly. You have to know for sure that you sinned. You can't bring in asham v'adai, right, if you're not sure if you sinned, and then later on when you find out, it'll work. Right? It'll help. It won't help. The yediya is part of the kapara process. In other words, the chiyuv of the asham doesn't start until you know that you did the avera. That's the man the Amru says that you need a yediyah. So chvadei v'asham vadei chashiv hu lechalik l'ashamah. So then the yediyah is significant in the process of kapara. So if you had a yediyah between the various shogegs, that yediyah is strong enough to separate them. Right, lechalik l'ashamah kavos kapara hamechalekas la'osam nezid. It will be the same thing as if when you did it for Nezid, you already brought the kapara. That surely separates between them. So here, the yediyah is part of the kapara. So the yediyah, by shogeg, is mechalik and makes it separate things. Right? Da'omer le'el, v'achas, alivet Rabbi Yochanan, just like Rabbi Yochanan said before, da'omer le'el, ba'ochel shnei zeisei chelev behelem echad, if you ate two zeisim of chelev, in one forgetting, v'nodalo b'shtei yedios, and then after the fact, you found out about one before you found out about the other, okay, shemei v'chatas ha'kolachas achas, right, there the idea separates the two things, right, the idea between the mice and we're not talking about, where you didn't have any idea between the sin, but afterwards you found out about it at different times, that's Rabbi Yochanan's case, the idea is strong enough to what's it called to be mechalik even after the fact. In fact that you knew about it, and now you could bring the carbon, it's like you brought the carbon between each one, and everybody holds, if you brought the carbon in between, right, that for sure is mechalik. Same thing over here, since the yediyah is significant, right, in bringing this carbon, you can't bring it without a yediyah, so the yediyah becomes like bringing the carbon, like bring part of bringing the carbon. And if you had a yediya between each bia, it's mamish like you, it's like you brought the carbon between each bia. Or at least the part of the bringing of the carbon was there. So it's mechalik. And it makes each bia separate aveira, and you have to bring five separate ashamas. Vashmin and Ula. So Ula comes along and tells me, Dilaman, the low boy yediya ba'asham bitchila, the one who holds it, you can bring an asham vadai, even without knowing that you sinned. Right? You bring it, I'm not sure if I sinned or not, right, I'm going to bring it on the chash that maybe I did. And that's good, and the Ashim Vadi will help, even though you didn't have that yidiyah that you sinned for sure. Then ain't a chashuva lechalik b'nasayim. Then the yidiyah is not really part of the kapara. So just knowing isn't enough to separate the ma'isa aveira. The ainu chayv ala achas, the kivin, the lo chashiva la yidiyah, since the yidiyah is not important enough to be necessary as a condition to the kapara, it doesn't separate between the averas. The ha nilsa de ula nakat lahacha. What in the world is ula? This should be in Croesus. What is it doing here? Right? Why did the Gemara bring it here? Mishum de ravdimi de airi alo parchinin lam tush of Yochanan Mishalakish. Because later on the Gemara is going to ask on this halacha from the Machalkus of Yochanan Mishalakish we had yesterday, and therefore it's no gay after what we had yesterday. Okay. Maskif lor Rav Hamanuna. So now Rav Hamanuna asked a question on this halacha. Okay. Elamiyata, Baal, the Chazar, Ubaal, the Hifrish Karban, the Omer Hamtinuli, Ed She'evol, Hachin Ami Deinu Chai Velachas. According to this, what's it called, that according to the Mandi Omer says, that you don't need the idea by an Oshem Vadai, right? That the idea between doesn't separate. So what would be in the following case? A person had bia with a shifcha harufa, and then another one, okay? And he was mafresh a carbon, okay? For these two, first two bias, one carbon, okay? Because there the halacha is that, and he did b'mezid, okay? And then he said, don't be makrif the carbon yet, because I want to have a third one. And I want the carbon to help for that too. I don't want to start bringing another carbon. I want to do a third aveira, but I don't want to bring two carbonos. So hold off, don't be makrif of the carbon yet, because I'm still involved, I'm running a third of Eira. Hachanami, you would say that he's only chai of one carbon, right? Omerlein, maise de l'achra frosha komras, maise de l'achra frosha lo kamina. I'm only talking where he knew that he did the Aveira, not that he was actually mafresh a carbon. But if you did another maise Aveira after you were mafresh a carbon on the first maise Aveira, that Maisa Hafrasha for surely separates. Okay? Even though the idea doesn't separate, but the Hafrasha does separate. Okay? Rashi. Hemtinu Shalot Takrivu Ad She'evalo. Don't bring the carbon, because I don't want to have to spend any more money. I plan to do a third Aveira. I want this to be Mechaper on that Aveira too. And here again, this carbon comes from Mazid. So you're Mazid. Okay. There's a question over here. Lamaisa, guy's a mummer. And a mumer can't bring a carbon, right? So, Shaila, exactly how that works out. But in any case, that's a problem here. Okay. In any case, so ki osur of dimi, Omar lemanda Omar osham vadai boy yedia betchila. And Rav Dimi came, he said the other case. According to the one who says that an osham vadai needs yedia betchila, okay, the other opinion. That you have to know that you did the Aveira before you can bring an Ashim Vadai. Bo'al chamesh be'ilos b'shifcha harufa chayiv akolachas lachas. If you had five bias with a yediya in between each one, then like we said before, the yediya is strong enough to be mechala, because the yediya is part of the bringing of the korban. It's like you began to bring a korban after the Aveira. So, Omer le Abaya, harichatos de bo'in in yediya b'tchila l'choros. Now Abaya asked on Rav Dimi the following. Right, according to what's it called? Chatos, you surely need a yediya to begin with. You can't bring a carbon chatos if you didn't know you did the Aveira. Right? In other words, you were shogeg, you thought it was Sunday, and you did malacha. And then you decide, you know, I'm not sure if I did malacha or not, so I better bring a chatos just to be sure. And you bring the chatos, not mechaper. You have to have known that it was Shabbos and not Sunday, and you did a malacha, right? You know for sure you were over an Aveira b'shogeg, then you can bring a chatas. So chatas needs a yediyah for sure in the beginning, okay? If you never had that yediyah that you were chote, you don't bring a chatas. The most you can bring is an Ashim Tali, okay, under certain circumstances. Then you can bring an Ashim Tali. I'm not sure if I sinned or not. I need protection until I find out if I did. Bring an Ashim Tali. Okay, so a chatas needs for sure a yediyah before you can bring a chatas, okay? Uplige Rav Yochanan Rav Shim ben Lakish, and Rav Yochanan Rav Shim ben Lakish argue whether the idea is mechalik or not, the idea after the fact, right? Lechora, if wherever the idea is the beginning of the kapara process. You can't have the kapara process without the idea. Then the idea is so strong, what can there be a machlokas or Yochanan Shlokish whether the idea is machalik or not? The heart should be clear that idea is machalik. Ishtik. His name would answer. Omerle, dilma v'maisid l'achar hafrosha ka'omras, u'kidrav ha'menuna. Omerle, in. She said, maybe, what's it called, you're referring to where you did the maisa after hafrosha. Right, where everybody, where you say that he's chayiv five chatos is not where he just knew in between. But it's talking where he was mafresh the carbon already in between. Right? Then, what's it called, like Rav HaMenuna, and that for sure everybody holds his five different ones. But not you're not saying that if he knew in between, what wasn't mafresh anything, right, then the idea would be enough. That's machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish. But Lamaisa, where he's mafresh the carbon, that maybe is what you're referring to. He said, yeah. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ki osir Rav Dimi lo poligad ula. Rav Dimi's not arguing on ula. Elamar amarchadu, mar amarchadu. He's saying the other side of the coin. Ula said the case where, according to the opinion, that you don't need Yediyah. And Rav Dimi is saying the case where you do, according to the opinion, says you do need Yediyah. It's mamish the second side of the coin. Now we think that Rav Dimi meant the following. That which it says in the Mishnah, that a person who has many bias with a shifcha harufa, even b'mezid, is only chayiv one carbon. Honey mile mezid, that's only b'mezid. Inami shogeg behelem echad. Or shogeg, where it was all one forgetting. But according to the Mandi Omer, who says that you need a Yediya, right, there the Yediya is strong enough that the Shogeg, if you knew in between and then you forgot again, you have to bring separate Hashamos. Where it says, the Hari Chattas, the boy Yediya Betchila, why is that different than a Chattas? A Chattas you also have to know before you can bring a Chattas. If you brought the chatas before you actually knew that you sinned, it's not mechaper. If you found out, and then you brought. You have to only bring the carbon after you find out for sure that you sinned. Right? And Rish Lakish holds that your deals are not mechalic. That just knowing about the sin at two different times, after you did it, behelem echad, is not enough to separate them to two chatos. It's not like you actually brought the, since the idea is necessary to the kapara, we don't say that it's part of the kapara, as if you brought the kapara in between. Right? Everybody would agree that if you brought the kapara, in other words, you ate two zeisei behelem echad, you found out about one of them, and you brought a carbon. And then you found out about the other one, for sure you have to bring a second carbon. That everybody agrees. We don't say that just knowing about the first one, which enables you now to bring a carbon, is like you brought the carbon. That we don't say. The gabe shifcha harufa, b'yedio shebein bia labia, lav kavos, carbon chashivi. By shifcha harufa, we're not talking about knowing about it after the fact, but between the facts. Right? But over there, it should be a kol shekein. That if knowing about it after the fact is like you brought a carbon between the two yediyas, so knowing about it at the fact, in between the Averis, should surely be like you brought a carbon between them and separated. That's easier to separate. The chihechid of a mezid, didei, maybe achas al kula. Just like by mezid, you bring one carbon for all of them. Achanami, maybe achas al kula. So too, over here, you bring one for all of them. And it's not like where you knew between the eating of the chalev. Right? You ate chalev, then you knew that you ate chalev, then you forgot and you ate again. That for sure is mechalik. Because over there, the chiyuv is on the shkaga, and you had two shkagos. You had two forgettings. But over here, the chiyuv is on the shkaga, because you chayiv even b'mezid. The chiyuv is on the aveira. Except b'shkaga, you don't get malchus. You just bring a korban. And b'mezid, you bring a korban and you get malchus. Right? But you can't say the chiyuv is because of the forgetting. Because even if you didn't forget, you're chayv. So Elamai, the chiyuv is on the maisa avera. So then you have to decide, is it one maisa avera or two maisa averas? Then the idea could be mechalik. But if you see the idea is not mechalik after the fact, Right? It's not considered like you brought a korban. So then it's not considered over here like you brought a korban either. In between the fact. You weren't talking about what you just knew in between. But you actually were mafresh a korban in between. Just like Rav HaMenuna said before. However, so we weren't mafresh the carbon, that is totally the machlokas of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. It wouldn't be ledivri akol. Everybody would hold that. No. Just like Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argue, where after you ate two zeisei chelid, the behelem echad, then you found out about them at different times, if the idea is significant and considered like you started to bring the carbon or not, that same machlokas would be over here between the times. In other words, you were boel, and you found out that she's osir, and then you forgot it again and you were boel again. Okay? The question now is that yediyah strong enough to be considered as if you started to bring the carbon or not? That would be the machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi. It wouldn't be the divrei akol. Where it's the divrei akol is if you were mafrish the carbon already, right? Even though you didn't bring it there, lemaisa the yediyah with hafrasha that everybody holds is machalik. Hakol moldim, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Okay, we didn't get it yet. Let's finish up here. Tiyasa Ravin, Omar. So Ravin came and he summed up this whole sugya. Hakol moldim b'shifra charufa. Everybody agrees by shifra charufa. V'hakol moldim b'shifra charufa. And everybody agrees with something else with shifra charufa. U'machlokas b'shifra charufa. Three different cases. One where everybody agrees one way. One where everybody agrees the other way, and one where there's a machlokas. Hakol moldim b'shifra charufa de'eino chayiv ala achas. Everybody agrees that there's a case where by shifra charufa you had five bias, you only chayiv one carbon, kida'ula, like Ula's case, according to the Mandi Amar who says that yediya is what's it called? Not, you don't have to have a yediya, right? Then the yediya can't be machalik. So both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, according to that Mandi Amar, would agree that what's it called, that yediyas are not mechalik, because a yediya by an asham is not necessary, right? A yediya by a chatos is, that's where they argue. But yediya by asham is not necessary, and therefore everybody agrees that you'd only bring one carbon, the yediyos are not enough to separate it. The hakol modim b'shiv charufa d'chayev akol achas v'achas, kirarev ha-manuna, and everybody agrees, according to the Mandi Amar, who says that yediya is necessary to bring an asham v'adai, that the yediyah would be mechalik, right? And again, it's only talking about after hafrasha, yediyah shachar hafrasha, right? And that would, what's it called, both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan would hold that yediyah shachar hafrasha is, yes, mechalik. Yediyah before hafrasha is not mechalik, according to Mandi Amar, says you don't need a yediyah. The machlokas b'shiv charufa, the Mandi Amar, asham vadei, boy, yediyah, and there's a machlokas, according to the one who says, that Oshem Vadai needs a Yediyah, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish, where you didn't make Hafrasha, where it was Yediyah without Hafrasha, then the same Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, by a Chatos, after the fact, would be the same Machlokas by an Oshem Shif Harufa between the Maisei Aveir. Rashi, Hakom Moldim, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, B'Shif Harufa, D'yesh Chilek. V'Hakom Moldim, Bo, D'ein Chilek. U'Machlokas, Shneihem, Bo, Rabbi Yochanan Yesh Chilek, Reish Lakish, Ein Chilek. V'Kula B'Farashel. According to the one who says you don't need a yediyah by Oshem Vadai, Dafilu Rabbi Yochanan Moda. Even Rabbi Yochanan would be Moda, but Rabbi Tarfin lo chashiv a yediyah lechalik. According, I only say yediyah is enough to separate between chatos by a chatos where you have to have yediyah before you can bring the carbon. But by an Oshem, according to Rabbi Tarfin, that you don't need yediyah, I agree that there the yediyah would not be mechalik. The Chiyom Rabbi Yochanan Yediyas Mechalkos Lafilu Ben Shtayim Hanasos Behelam Echad Honey Mili Bechatas the Chashiv Yediyah Dila. I was only talking about a Chatas where the Yediyah is significant. But according to a Tarfon by Yerosham that the Yediyah is not significant, I agree that Yediyahs would not be Mechalit. Ba'akol Modim Ba'afilu Reish Lakish the Yesh Chilit. Even Reish Lakish would hold Yediyahs are Mechalit Ba'afilu Rabbi Tarfon Kigom B'Biyah Shlach Rav Rosh HaKaram Menuna. Even Reish Lakish would agree that if in, along with the idea you're already mafish the carbon, then for sure it's mechalek. Just like Rav HaMenuna said. Umachlokes to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish b'shivcha harufa, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would argue by shivcha harufa, v'aliva demand the chashiva le'idea, according to the one who says you do need the idea, like Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Yossi, according to the other shitas, to Ashab, the Rabbi Yochanan and Omri Yedias chatas hor the chashiva hi mechalekes atilu chatas de helam echod, hachinam mechalekes bein de helam echod, bein de shtei halamas. Right? According to Rabbi Yochanan by chatas, who says that it's mechalek even where the maisim were done de helam echod, but afterwards you found out about them separately, you have to bring two chatos. So he would hold the same thing by shifra charufa. That whether it's behelam echod or shtei halamas makes no difference, right? But if you had a yedia between, you have to bring more than one chat, more than one asham. Good appreciate. And according to Reish Lakish, who holds that even though by Chatas Yediyah is significant, it still doesn't separate between something done the Helam Echad after the fact. Here it wouldn't separate either, whether it was after the fact or between the things. Since we have a special pasuk that says you only bring one carbon, this isn't strong enough to take out of that pasuk. Even though Yediyah is significant, it's not strong enough without Hafrosha to separate. It doesn't separate by Shifcha Charufa either. Okay. With 2 minutes, just when Nafkamin over here, whether Yediyah is necessary by an Asham, is a Nafkamin in the morning, we say the Korbanos. So after a Korban Chatas, you say, what's it called? The Magen Avram says, you don't say by a Chatas, what's it called? Im Nishayavti Chatas, Shetehe Amirazu Kilu Hikrafti Chatas. Because what do you mean, ilus chayafti? If you don't know, you have a chatas, the chatas won't help. So it can't be as if you brought it, because if you actually brought it, it wouldn't help. So we don't say that. Okay? Maybe if you know you did an avera b'shogi, you should say, nischayafti chatas, and this should be considered like I brought the chatas. By an asham, though, the Mogen Avram says, we pass him like the Man D'Omer who says, eino chayiv, eino what's it called, ein sorach yudia, like Rabbi Tarfon, okay? And therefore, what's it called? You can say it. If I did something that was chayv and asham, I'm one of this asham to help, because you don't need a yediyah before. Others argue, and they say, some say you could say it even by a chatas, and some say you shouldn't say it by an asham either. Because the maisa is a machlokas, the Rambam paskins that you do need a yediyah by asham. Because he holds that both Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva hold that, the Miri holds paskins that you don't need a yediyah by asham. Because both Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva hold you don't need a yediyah. Only Rabbi Yossi holds you do. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yossi. Right? The Rambam Lamaisa for some reason paskins that you do need a yediyah by Asham. Okay, so according to him, what's it called? You can't say it by Asham or by Chatas. So some say you could say it by both. Why? It's talking in the following case. Maybe I knew that I did a Chatas and I forgot about it. Maybe I knew I did an Asham and I forgot about it. So in the Schayavti, if at some point I knew I was over a shogeg, right, or I was over something that's chayav and asham, and I forgot about it, then that's the in nischayavti. But not in nischayavti if I never knew about it and I did something that was wrong, that won't help. But so therefore, in the Siddur Mitaka says on both of them, in nischayavti, and the idea could be this idea.